And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples talking with Jason Smith from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce this morning. And we've obviously, there's been a lot of, kind of bring you down news here with economically speaking. But let's spend this last segment just kind of looking at maybe some opportunities and maybe a little optimism that we can look forward to.
Yeah, and we've talked about it, and we talked about it Tuesday night, that even as devastating as this coronavirus situation has been, it has generated some opportunities for Manhattan and the region. We talked about it on this radio program before, but we are we have been recognized nationally as a location where future pandemics are going to be prevented because of all the research and the talent that's going on at Kansas State and the anticipated opening of MBAS and BRI and some of the other things that surround Kansas State. We are now going to be a hub and a place that people are going to look at for research to prevent these kind of things in the future. And we have seen in the last couple of months the large pharmaceuticals who had more or less divested a lot of their animal health research that are now getting back in a big way. And that means that there's going to be opportunities to generate new research for Manhattan and Kansas State, generate new jobs, hopefully get new companies and to consider locating here. And we have planned this well and have the places where these companies can locate and be. And then we've established talent pipelines so that they can get people in. So we are hitting that right now very hard. We are engaged in a multi-platform awareness campaign. It's actually global campaign on tagging Manhattan as the center of where all this is going to take place in terms of talent, in terms of business, in terms of research. And it was interesting that we started the campaign July 1, and and I'm always amazed by I'm an old school journalism guy, and like you, Brandon, and I'm always amazed at the reach globally of social media, certainly nationally of social media, but some of our social media posts have already seen hundreds of impressions in just a 2-week period, and driven traffic back to our local website. And actually seen some engagement. And when we look at the five biggest states, it's like Texas and California and North Carolina and Florida. And I mean, it's just amazing when you put things out there that are of interest to certainly people in that industry, that they take the time to engage and see what's going on. So, if nothing else, the importance of preventing these kind of pandemics in the future has highlighted the importance of Kansas State in animal health and vaccine development and other areas. And so I think that's, if I'm optimistic, that's going to be one of the things I'm most optimistic about. I just think that's going to be a great opportunity. We'll be back. I mean, I know it's right now we talk about the uncertainty, but we will get back. We will get back, and I'm not going to say normal because I don't know that it'll be the same normal. Just like when we had 9/11, we never got back to travel the way it was pre 9/11. But that doesn't mean we won't get back to the same kind of community, state, country that we were prior to this. And it'll be a story that we get to tell our kids and grandkids about being locked in our houses and everybody wear a mask and all those things. And I won't say we'll look back on it fondly, but we'll look back on it as maybe something that made us stronger and better as a country. We are still delaying our events in terms of having in-person events, but we are doing those online. And we've had really good engagement from a lot of our members, and they're interested in what's going on, not just as it relates to COVID, but what's going on in some other areas. I was telling you during the break, we are committed to keeping our offices open. We are working in two separate independent teams when it comes in, to being in the office. And so so if one person gets COVID and we have to quarantine the rest of the individuals on those on that team, we would not have to close because the other team would not have had any contact with those individuals, and we could just get our cleaning crew in, get the office cleaned real well, and be open the next day. And you know, obviously we have the visitor center, and so we want to be open for visitors who are coming to visit the community, but we also want to be a resource for our businesses. And we give away, we still have a number of masks to give away to our local businesses so they can be open safely and protect their employees and protect their customers if that's the direction they need to go. So they can call our office, and we have a number of those still remaining. And again, those are for businesses. There are opportunities for free masks for individuals through the Kansas United Way. So make sure you give those folks a call if you need a mask, because they just got a huge donation as well. So they have a lot of masks available for individuals. But just I think the resiliency and the heart of this community, we are going to get through this and come out of it stronger and better, and we'll continue to work hard to be a world class city and a world class state. And I'm excited for what the future holds. We just need to get through this little hiccup together.
I can't remember. Did you mention there the awards, the business awards? I know you were planning on that in October. Is that still on for now?
Yeah. So we were going to have our first annual award ceremony for businesses. So we give awards to individuals every year at our annual meeting. This year was the first year we planned an event to give awards to local businesses for lifetime achievement and then also for achievements they'd had over the previous year. It was originally scheduled to be in August, along with our business showcase, which is our business expo. And because of the uncertainty of gatherings, we have put that off until October. We had a luncheon scheduled in October already, and we've moved that luncheon to August. And I believe that that'll be virtual, and unless something dramatic changes. And I believe Raleigh County Police Department Director Dennis Butler will speak at that. So we're excited about that as well. But yeah, we had a number of nominees for our awards. I was very surprised. I've worked on these in other communities, and the amount of nominees we had here dwarfed what we saw in other communities. So I think it's great. People are interested in recognizing local business for their impact on the community, and we're happy to be leading that effort.
All right, look forward to that. Well, Jason, always a pleasure, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Look forward to seeing you.
All right, Jason Smith again, Chamber President and CEO here in Manhattan. If you missed any of the program, we will have it up shortly at newsradiokman.com. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we have a few different segments. We'll have Megan Doherty from K-State Research and Extension. We'll also have Jamie Ramsey from the Senior Center, Deb Watkins joining us from the Animal Shelter.
And then today, the rest of the lineup includes Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and The Game this afternoon, ESPN Radio tonight. And the Jim Bohannon Show begins at 9. News Radio KMAN, the voice of Manhattan since 1950. It's 10 a.m.